A community that knows itself takes care of itself. The stories of those who live in the Matsu Borough are as varied as the people themselves. Some you have heard, some perhaps you have not. This is Voices of the Matsu, bringing our stories to life.
I'm Emily Forstner, your host today with Voices of the Matsu. Throughout this program, we talk a lot about community, the what's, the where's, the who's and why's of those smaller groups within our community. With every episode, we get to know each other just a little bit better. And I'm reminded that the Matsu is a kind and caring community that's good to each other. Today's episode we call Doing Something Wonderful. We connect with two people whose work connects and engages with the public far beyond their imagination, one with public art and one with a public forum. It's a story about people who, with a swatch of paint and a tip of a pen, brighten our world. Two people doing something wonderful. The idea for this episode came one morning when someone around the table asked what created a smile for us every day. What was a symbol of happiness for me when I stepped outside the studio? Well, I said, that's easy.
I love looking forward to seeing the windows painted, and my favorite part are the newer ones with the glitter. It's really cool to see them all.
You know, the painted and decorated windows on Alaska Street, the main street in downtown Palmer. I love them. Everyone loves them. They're something wonderful.
It gets you out of autopilot, and you know, it's a new window, something different. Something different is happening on the street, and that changes our mindset a little bit. And maybe something that was rolling around in our head negative, maybe it stopped that. You know, that little change in the environment, the street that you drive down to get home from a long day of work. Now there's some flowers starting to bloom on the windows. It creates a little bit of a sense of hope, and you know, that change is good.
That's why today we meet the lady behind the paint.
My name is Audra Rieger, and I am from Palmer, Alaska. I went to school here.
I caught up with Audra at her home. It's not often that I get to interview people with a young golden retriever and a six-year-old boy at my feet. You may even get to hear the ball bouncing. It is as happy of a home as her windows. You may recognize Audra as the young lady downtown on a Sunday, two steps up a ladder with a paintbrush in her hand.
But why does that make them so happy? I've been thinking about that recently, and it's the placemaking that it creates. We all want to feel that. It creates a home for our community, that feeling of home. With the placemaking, like the Palmer Water Tower, it's so photographed, and it's a symbol of Palmer. You know, that looks like Palmer, that feels like Palmer to people. And that creates a feeling and that permanence. I have always loved art.
In high school, you could have found Audra right through the front doors of Palmer High School, down the hall, and in the art room.
I had Miss Arno as my art teacher, as many of my generation did. She was wonderful, an amazing art teacher. So it doesn't come from nowhere. We do have to have instruction. We have to have these wonderful people in our lives. But I did not go to college to be an artist. It's funny how you see this foreshadowing when you look back at your life. My first window was in my apartment. And I did a Christmas window. I think I did an angel. And a lady that lived a couple doors down saw it. And we ended up in a college class together. And she said, you should really start doing nails. You're very artistic.
You heard it here first. Audra's career in public art started with fingernails and wine glasses.
Fireside got the idea of me painting windows because I started with painting wine glasses and oil dispensers for retail. I honestly saw it at a bazaar one time, and instead of purchasing it, I thought, oh, I'm going to do my own. I'm pretty crafty. I can maybe make that. And it turned out pretty good. I started selling them, and it was a nice little side business that I enjoyed. It was just, you know, relaxing, just more for me than anything.
Audra is talking about Fireside Bookstore on Alaska Street. This was her first official storefront window.
Just a holiday theme. I just did white, some rolling hills. Very simple. My first one, and I realized quickly, large scale is so much different than my hobby painting on canvases or drawing. So that was a little bit of a learning curve, but it kind of took off. It just kind of worked its way down the street. My favorite window is actually one of the last windows I did on Non-Essentials. I really love the large irises that I painted. I like the value in the color. I love the depth. I love the glitter that I'm putting on everything now. That started with Arctic Winter Games. And they asked me to do some window painting, beautify the town for the Arctic Games, you know, give me a few parameters. They want our colors, but then the glitter seemed to go really well with the Northern Lights, and that's staying. It brings me a sense of calm, a sense of satisfaction. And that's why I paint.
You know, they kind of vary all the time. And when I see them, it's always usually in something that's sort of topical. Like, you know, recently there was the Arctic Winter Games, and there was an Arctic Winter Game theme. And sometimes there's like a holiday theme. And it always just kind of brightens my day.
Public art is just so important. The main takeaway for me with public art when I visited other cities, and what I'm seeing, why people stop and tell me how happy my simple window painting makes them. I'm just blown away by that. Just how many responses people will stop and get out of their car and walk down the street just to tell me how happy the windows make them. I'm like, window painting, who knew? Who knew that was the ticket to happiness?
Audra is starting to stretch out her painting beyond just windows. The wall-sized mural on the east wall of the Palmer City Hall, she painted that too.
People will stop and take pictures. People I've seen, you know, their kind of hot rod cars, their motorcycles, prom pictures. People like to stop and take pictures. They'll stand at 50 below and take a picture next to the Palmer mural. I think it creates a connection with the town, and that connection is a type of ownership. It's their picture with the Palmer mural. They're making a connection with the art. So, and therefore the town, increased ownership of the town, which maybe that concept, I'm not sure. I haven't been educated in this aspect, but maybe that ownership, that connection, that's what lowers crime rate with public art. Maybe that's the connector, because that's a fact. That is a fact. We can say that public art reduces crime.
Just think of it. There is not a dumpster that couldn't use a coat of paint and some art on it.
Like, why can't we make that beautiful? That's on every block.
And as far as the walls?
There's a lot of beige walls in Palmer. They are calling my name.
Now that's a thought. Audra could start a whole new business just covering the beige.
My windows and murals are a business. And I do think it's a little funny when people ask me that, and I try to just take it with a grain of salt. Nobody means anything by it. But that's also a question I get asked a lot. Like, do you get paid for this? And it just makes me laugh. And people don't mean anything by it. But if I was just painting the wall with a roller, with no skill, no experience, no creative flair, they would assume I was getting paid for it. But heaven forbid I put a little heart and soul in it. Do you get paid for that?
That's not altogether true. Audra has several windows around town she paints in gratis. The public library, for one.
They'll look at it two ways. Either, you know, not appreciate it, not accept it as real work, think I should not get paid for that. Or they think you're magical. You know, it is kind of fun to be viewed as magical sometimes, that, you know, oh, I can do anything, but I can't do anything. But people think that you can paint anything.
For Audra, there's nothing like making people happy with their art.
I can see the impact of my art sometimes on social media when a page like Palmer Buzz will post my pictures that I posted of, say, the non-essentials windows. So there was a poppy picture that came up, and she goes, here's a picture of my granddaughter with last year's poppies. And it just is my favorite picture. So if she's listening to this podcast, thank you for posting that picture. So I saw her daughter leaning in, smelling the poppy. It was perfect. It looked like the poppy was right there, that her face was right in the poppy. It looked like she could smell that poppy. And then I was like, oh, not only is it making people happy, it's interactive. They feel like they can come up here and interact with my art. I love that. I really do.
We live in a big valley that's tightly woven.
Palmer is such a small community, and sometimes I think we can get stuck in what we're supposed to be.
Just how Audra had found her place in the art room in the high school, Audra's public art has given her that sense of belonging in the greater community.
It's important for us to all have our place in our families, in our communities. It's given me a role, and one that I really love and put my heart into.
Did she expect that?
No, not at all. Not at all. I've been able to grow as an artist because the community has asked me to do this.
And now, full circle.
I'm starting to teach.
She's teaching within the STEAM program, Science, Technology, Engineering, Art, and Math. This summer, she'll be teaching with the Migrant Ed program for the school district. She just finished her first Mom and Me painting class for the Palmer Community Foundation. You can follow her work on Instagram at Alaska Create Play Grow.
I hope that I can bring even more art into the community that way. Bring up lots of little artists. Bring some more artists into the world.
One word, just one word, I ask Audra.
Happiness. The mental health that it gives to the community really is important to me. Bringing public art into Palmer and creating that happiness, hopefully it continues forever.
And maybe just a little magic.
Whether you're beholding it, you know, you're enjoying the windows, that same feeling that when people say, oh, it brings me so much happiness, like, I just love this. That's what I'm feeling doing it. So it goes both ways.
You've been listening to Audra Rieger doing something wonderful here. Her public art graces the windows and buildings in Palmer, and with it, it creates a sense of belonging.
I love them. I think that they're beautiful, and I have a specific memory of one floral picture or floral painting that I saw on the window at a diner. I still have this photo from 2021 because I loved it so much.
I'm Emily Forstner, and coming up next is Act Two of Doing Something Wonderful, when we get to meet the Queen Bee of the Palmer Buzz. Ah, yes. Palmer Buzz. It's a Facebook page and a weekly column printed in the local newspaper, The Frontiersman. All done, created, written, produced, administered by one woman.
My name is Barbara Hunt, and I have lived in Palmer for many years. I grew up in Pennsylvania and went to college and graduate school and left after my second year of graduate school with my boyfriend. We decided to drive to Alaska in a 66 Chevelle garnet colored.
They arrived here in 1976, drove through Palmer, and fell in love with it.
And a year later, we actually bought a house in Palmer, and it was a wonderful thing.
When you think about it, there's probably no one better than Barbara Hunt to run the Palmer Buzz. She's worked at the Department of Natural Resources as a land manager and a planner. She's been on the Planning Commission for the borough. She's been a legislative aide in Juneau. She's worked with Job Corps, and at the end of the day, she's a creator. She's an artist, and she's a writer.
There's not a simple answer. I think when I explain the buzz, that will explain it, but it's just a very sweet, sweet community, and it's surrounded by sweet mountains, and that combination is hard to beat. The buzz has been around on the social media site since 2016. I like the word buzz, and, you know, Palmer, Alaska buzz, it just seemed to fit. And I really did not plan the thing, but in 2016, when I set it all up in, on Facebook and decided, okay, we're going to go for this, and I decided early on this entity that I'm making is not going to dwell on politics, because that was part of the reason I made it, is I wanted something that looked beyond that political spectrum that was causing everybody such headaches and angst. And at some point in time, I just decided this is not real life. We need to go back to what's important. And that's what the buzz is all about. What is important? So that was kind of how I started it, was I thought, let's focus on the little things that seem to give universal joy, not the maybe trendy things that cause people pain or agony or conflict or whatever. It was like we kept forgetting what was important. And you have a choice of letting those things lead you or putting them in the right place. And that desire to get back to the good stuff in life was stronger than, I guess, my political views.
As a result, you won't find politics in the Palmer Buzz, not on the Facebook page or the newspaper. You just won't. Palmer Buzz has quite a following. As of this week, it has, wait for it, 38,733 followers. And every week, there's at least 1,000 people in wait. To be accepted to the Buzz isn't hard. You have to agree to follow the rules, and you have to have some connection to Palmer.
You know, out of the people that want to join, I'd say at least 50% are not approved because they don't have connection to Palmer. We get people that are, their children live here, or they want to visit, or they're moving here or something. And so if there's a connection like that, it's fine, unless they, you know, they say, I want to sell my stuff in Palmer, they will not be approved.
It takes Barbara about 4 to 5 hours a day to moderate content and accept the followers.
It's a rule I made early on, or a guideline I made early on, and I actually wrote it down. It says, I consider the Palmer Alaska Buzz to be our community living room. And frankly, you got to keep your feet off the couch in this living room, and you got to mind your manners. And if this bothers you, please move on to another page. And I know when I wrote that, I was trying to just make a cute metaphor, but it is important that you, when you're dealing with people you don't know or your community at large, you have to have respect. You just have to be kind and open.
She means it too. Either Barbara or one of the two other people who help her moderate the page, they'll kick you off if you break the rules of the living room. And that includes swearing and calling names. No Palmer Buzz for you, ever. And at the same time,
there are several people that have been approved that can just post without any approvals. There's probably about 25. They aren't necessarily people I know personally, but their posts have been so, they're full of quality and they're full of the spirit of community.
Facebook actually took note of the popularity of the page and reached out to Barbara. She was asked to join an elite group of community pages. And she discovered that the Buzz is unique in that it's 100% volunteers. It's not associated with a larger organization like a Chamber of Commerce or City Council. The Palmer Buzz is so successful just for the sheer goodness of it.
It's actual proof that our community works, and I see it over and over and over. You know, even if it's lost keys, a set of lost keys, people look at that and they go, oh, what? I did see keys, or I know where you can get a key fixed, or I'm going to go down and look in that field. These are people that are not really connected, but it's a community thing. If there's a request on there for help, and I don't care what kind of help it is, it gets response. There's something unselfish about this. And that, I think, is the appeal. It's like nobody's getting money off of this. Nobody's getting rich off of this.
I like it because of the diversity of people on there. And because Barbara, the administrator, puts in so much time and work to keep it respectful. It's not that people aren't rude on there, but she catches it fast and deletes it. And so it's a respectful space.
If you look at demographic immigration to Palmer or the Valley over the last 20 or 30 years, the in-migration is pretty strikingly high. So that means people chose to move here. They didn't necessarily start here or grow up here, but they made a deliberate choice. So when people choose a community, that's kind of putting your money where your mouth is. And I believe what happens is by choosing to move to a community, you want to hedge your bet a little bit and make sure that community is solid. So that's when people start reaching out and helping one another, because that's one of the reasons they moved here.
Oh, I love the Palmer buzz. The beautiful pictures are all beautiful, and there's always great resources and connections if you need anything.
What I've seen in the past is that huge connections are made. If they don't know that person, they know the neighbor or they know the nephew or something. So seeing those connections is really, really wonderful. The people that need help finding their dogs or their horses or their donkeys. I mean, everything has been lost in this town at least once. And seeing those things come back together is really wonderful.
It's the little things.
Who lost this garbage can? I mean, the teeny tiny small things, all the way up to the big things like the library collapsed, or, you know, there's a fire in the Butte, or the wind.
Oh, yeah. Can't forget the wind.
And that's another thing, is weather is a huge character. But one night, I was on the bus monitoring it. It was about midnight. I tend to stay up late and was just kind of going through and doing stuff. And this one post came up, and it was a person that I did not recognize. And they said, I'm very scared, period. That was the post that came up. And I saw it and I thought, okay, do I approve this? I decided to approve it. And I immediately responded to it and said, are you in some trouble? Are you in need? I didn't know who this person was. And the person wrote back and said, yes, I work at Fred Meyer's and I'm walking home and it's very late and a car is following me. And I'm thinking, okay, this is not social media stuff. This is Palmer Police. Let's do it. So I immediately called the police and then I talked to the person who was making the monitor. And I said, the police are going to be with you shortly. And although I don't want the buzz to become that forum, and I thought, you know, I'm glad it was there, but I would never advise anyone to do that. But there are times when all of a sudden I see that something has made a difference on it. Maybe not the difference I wanted it to make, but or I had planned on it, but it served a very important function at the time. It's wonderful for me.
Would you miss it if it was gone?
Well, I actually made that decision a year and a half ago, and I decided, you know, maybe I should move somewhere warm and you know, I could move anywhere. And I ended up moving into downtown Palmer because of the choice of the community as a whole and the connections, which you cannot put a price tag on, you cannot explain fully, but the fact that you can walk anywhere and feel happy seeing someone you don't even know, but we share this huge community of love. To me, that's worth it.
One word, just one word, I ask Barbara.
I hope people will remember it for kindness, because there is no secret agenda. There is no, there. It's reaching out in our own way to each other. And I hope the kindness factor always stays foremost on it. The point is to be engaged in your community is a rich thing. And any way you can do that is great. But move out of your little silo, your little area of contentment, the very limited people you know. And when you move into the community at large,
it's something wonderful.
It's a wonderful thing.
Well, if you want to know anything about what's going on in Palmer, you go to the Palmer Buzz. I love that place. It's a great place for news, but you get the good news.
Two people doing something wonderful. Audra Rieger, the lady behind the paint, and the queen bee of the Palmer Buzz, Barbara Hunt. Both making the community a little brighter, a little more connected. And that's a wrap for today's episode of Voices of the Mat Su. If you have a story or know of someone who does, contact us at bigcabbageradio.org. Until next time, it's been nice getting to know each other a little more. Special thanks to the Big Cabbage editorial board and sound editor Emma Keachley. Thanks for listening. Stay good out there, Mat Su.
This was Voices of the Mat Su, sharing stories told by those who live in the Mat Su borough. To revisit this and past stories, go to bigcabbageradio.org. This project is funded by a grant from the Mat Su Health Foundation and is produced by Emily Forstner for Big Cabbage Radio. The views expressed in Voices of the Mat Su do not represent the views of Big Cabbage Radio or the Mat Su Health Foundation. Comments or questions about this show may be sent to voices@bigcabbageradio.org.